Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Pick and Pop podcast in association with pickandroll.com.au and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me is Damian Arsenis. Mate, how's your week of hoops been?
It's been fantastic. Never a dull day in Australian hoops at the moment.
And we're going to start off the episode, as we always do, with the starting five, where we have a look at five topics in 5 minutes. We're going to start off the WNBL season finished over the weekend with the Townsville Fire going back-to-back in the WNBL finals, winning the best of three series over the Perth Lynx. But Susie Bakovic, even though she was named the season MVP, she wasn't named the finals MVP. We both think she should have, Damon.
Oh, she should have. Michaela Cox was a deserved player. Certainly had a great series. So kudos to her. I'm not taking anything away. But seriously, Susie Bakovic was amazing. And without her, they didn't win the title. She put in 20.5 points, 12.5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1.5 blocks a game. I don't know how she didn't get that, because 25 points in the deciding game got him over the line.
And last week you actually tipped that she was going to get the finals MVP, so I'm sure you probably thought about that as well.
Yep, and I'll defend it till I go.
The next topic we want to have a look at, there's three Aussies selected in the 2016 Nike Hoops Summit in Harry Froling, Thonmaker and William McDowell. Is this group of juniors, Damo, just as good, if not better, than the group of juniors we've seen in the past few years?
Well, it's an interesting question. We've had a lot of really good talent come through. And, you know, the group that had Hugh Greenwood, Anthony Drimmick as an example. We've had Dante Exum, Ben Simmons come through as sort of that next gen. And now we've got Harry Froling, Thonmaker, even his brother in there as well. And, you know, William McDowell, why? These guys are quality players. They've been at the Basketball Without Borders event, these three as well, and now they've been invited back for the Nike Hoop Summit. Australia is the only country that has more than one representative, and we've got three.
It's fantastic. And well, going back to what you were saying when the juniors were coming through, like Dante Exum and Ben Simmons, these guys had NBA potential. This is what these three have as well. There are chances that they're legitimate NBA players come the time.
Oh, most certainly. And, you know, the ceiling, we just don't really know. And to a degree, trying to compare a generation to another is actually really hard. We haven't really seen the ceiling of any of these players yet, and that's still to come. So not going to say they're any better. I'm definitely not saying they're any worse, but they're juniors. They're still not there as professionals yet.
Number three, let's turn our attention back to the women's game. The Opal squad has been trimmed down to 24 this week. Who in your eyes, Damo, were the notable inclusions and omissions from that squad?
Okay, I'm going to start with the omissions, and I think Jenner O'Hay is the real clear standout.
Flabbergasting.
Yeah, it's Seattle Storm's WNBA player. I really don't know why she's not there. She is the obvious person missing.
She's fit, she's in good form. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't, but I don't know why. I'm not going to go into it because I'd just be guessing. But Belinda Snell is the other one, and I think...
This one I can understand a little bit more.
Look, she is at the back end of her career. I'm a little bit surprised she wasn't included in the squad. I think she's good enough to be in that top 24. But at some point, you do need to move ahead for the future. And it looks like Brendan Joyce has decided to go down that path. And I think he's even going to bring her in at one of the training camps to give her a nice send-off with the group, which I think is really fitting given how much she's delivered for Australian basketball.
Now, a couple of the inclusions. Let me know your thoughts about this. Liz Cambage and Alice Kunek, both included in the squad.
Well, that'll be interesting when they join up at camp for the first time.
It can make a reality TV show with it.
Yeah, I've heard that there's going to be a psychologist at the camp as well. So, look, I'm sure they can overcome any differences. I think, you know, that they'll be able to talk through it. And hopefully they can really smooth it over both between each other and the rest of the team, because Brendan Joyce needs everyone on board and on the same page. And, you know, these two players, whether Alice Kunek can make the final cut, but is going to be interesting. But Liz Cambage is someone there. And I think the only other couple of things I want to touch on, Lauren Jackson is still an outside chance to make this team. Coming back from injury, it would be a send-off.
She's fit, she's in.
Yeah, look, I don't think anyone would disagree, and it would be a fitting send-off at the Olympics. And then you've got the two naturalised players in Leilani Mitchell and Kelsey Griffin. We can only take one of them, and I dare say we will be taking one. It'll be interesting to see how camp plays out.
My money is on Leilani, but we'll see how that goes. The next topic I want to have a look at, could Australia, Damo, boast a Euro Cup and Euro League winner this season?
Well, it's looking really promising. So if we go to Euro Cup, you've got Brad Newley and Gran Canaria. And
I like your pronunciation on that, by
the way. Yeah, I try and talk talk it up a little bit. But you know, they lost the final last year. They were runners up, and they had an absolute dream run last year. They're back there. They've made the semi-finals, and that's coming up the first leg next week. That's something to look out for. Brad Newley's been an absolute star contributor on that team. He doesn't have to be the lead scorer. He does all the intangibles, the team things, the glue for that team. So they'll be they accounted for Stelmet Ziolona Gora in a two-leg series, and they're now going to take on Galatasaray Istanbul in the semi-finals. And then you move over to EuroLeague, and we've got our good mate Ryan Brokoff.
And I want you to tell me what team he plays for and who they defeated just previously in the tournament.
Okay,
I stuffed up a name last week. It's your turn to stuff up something.
No problem. He plays for Lokomotiv Kuban Krasnodar. I think that's how you pronounce it. And they've qualified for the final eight of EuroLeague, and they've still got one game to go. They dismantled I still can't say it. Zvezda. And, you know, in the top 16. One more round to go. They've already qualified for the top eight. And really, they are a talent-laden team. And they should make Final Four is my prediction. And then we're really talking the cream of the crop.
That'd be fantastic to see. Our last topic that we wanted to touch on for the starting five. Damo, if you were to start up a NBA fantasy team this week for the next week in mind, which Aussies would you have in your fantasy lineup at the moment? So who are the hottest Aussies in your mind at the moment?
Well, look, the last week, if we're just going to go on the last week, you've got Joe Ingles and Aaron Baines. It's very hard to look past both those. Joe Ingles, everyone was sort of saying that he really wasn't going to be up to it and everything. He had two starts the last week. He's had some absolute brilliant games. There was one game he hit 4 3-pointers out of 4 shots against the Bucks to lead his team to win. And in those two starts, the Jazz won both of those games.
He's looking a lot more comfortable when he was at the start of his career, at the start of his NBA career, kind of like the Matthew Dellavedova factor, where because he's getting a little bit more time, because he has an opportunity to kind of hit more than one shot or take one shot. If they miss, then that's normally it for him. But now he can actually get into his groove a little bit and find his rhythm.
Oh, look, exactly right. So the Jazz have won 6 of the last 7 games. Ingles has played a key role. Across his last 5 games, he's hit 12 of 22 from beyond the arc. So that's some really hot shooting there, better than 50%. Then you got Aaron Baines. He had an impressive career high, 21 points in 19 minutes for the Pistons this past week as well. So that was a career best for him. And, you know, he's also had 13 points in 13 minutes as the Pistons won their 4th in a row. And he's played a really key role. And the thing that comes out of this in that stretch is he's hit 13 of 14 from the free throw line, and his past 2 games he has not missed 10 out of 10.
That is what we like to see. Now, moving on to some other news, Ben Simmons, shock horror, officially declares for the NBA draft and signs with LeBron James's agent. He has left the school that shall not be named and will now hopefully be a part of you'd think at this stage it'll either be Brooklyn, not Brooklyn, it'll be Celtics, Lakers or Philadelphia, you would have thought, or Phoenix.
Yeah, they're probably the teams that are going to be thereabouts in 1 and 2. And he's going to be basically leading up to the draft, spending his time in Phoenix, Arizona, and preparing there.
And Keeley Froling has chosen to leave SMU to head home to Australia, signing with Bendigo in the Siebel demo.
Yeah, the Lady Braves. So she's decided to leave. She came back from an ACL, had some knee troubles, came back this season, really did really well to come back, and has decided to return for her own personal reasons. And within a day or two of announcing that, she signed as a Lady Brave. So that's great news for her and the SEABL.
And how good news is this for the Boomers with Illawarra Hawks 2016 NBL MVP, Kevin Lish. He has officially become a naturalised Australian, and he looks set to make the final 12 for Rio Demo.
Well, the Boomers squad is already looking good, and when you can add the current MVP of the NBL, gee, we're looking really good. Now, he's still got to make the final team, but he's in that squad, and given that he's naturalised, I don't see how you leave the current NBL MVP out.
Now, to finish off the show, Damo, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but what are you looking forward to this week in hoops?
Well, we didn't even talk about it yet, but the 2016 Albert Schweitzer tournament in Mannheim,
I wanted to hear
Germany.
Your German.
No,
impression.
No, you can say it in German.
The Albert Schweitzer tournament.
Look, you do it well. So that's this week. That's led by Adam Caporn, and in essence, is the Centre of Excellence team from Basketball Australia going over there with a couple of additions. And interesting to note that when I actually spoke to Adam Caporn a couple of weeks ago, and there's something up on the Pick and Roll website about that team, but he actually played in this event back in 2000 himself. Now, to come back as a coach and coach in that tournament, that's pretty special, I would have thought.
Absolutely. And now we've got March Madness going on as well. No Aussies left in the men's side of the bracket, but the women's, they've still got some hope alive.
Oh, there's more March Madness to come for the Aussies. It's all on the women's side. Christy Wallace and Baylor is something to look out for. Can they go all the way, Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
The only problem is going to be Connecticut, I think, because Brianna Stewart is going from four championships. So they're going to be very, very tough to get past. But we can always hope, because Baylor is a one seed, so they got the cruisiest run towards the Final Four as they possibly can.
They have to go through another Aussie in Rachel Antoniadou and number 5 seed Florida State first. So we're guaranteed to have a team in the Elite Eight, which is fantastic. And then, of course, you've got Alana Smith in action for Stanford. They've got a bit of a uphill battle, though, against the number 1 seed Notre Dame coming up in the Sweet 16.
That brings us to the end of the show today. Damo, where can we find all your stuff?
Pickandroll.com.au. We're on Twitter, pickandrollau, and of course on Facebook.
And you can find Zoom Sports as well on Twitter at Zoom Sports TV and me at C Tyler TSM. And Damo, thank you for all of that. I'll see you next week.
We will.